From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea vowed Monday to persist in its nuclear weapons development program, rejecting calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. The North's United Nations mission contended that the new UN sanctions against it for its missile tests were a, quote, flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty. State media claimed they were the result of a heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the communist country. North Korea said it is a responsible nation state with no intent to threaten any country other than the United States unless they joined Washington in military action. But North Korea boasted that its latest missile test in late July showed the world that the entire U.S. mainland is in our firing range. North Korea's response to the sanctions came as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the best step the North could take to signal it's ready for dialogue would be to stop its missile tests.
We're not going to give someone a specific number of days or weeks. This is really about the spirit of these talks, and they can demonstrate they're ready to sit with a spirit of finding a way forward in these talks by no longer conducting these missile tests. So this is not, give me 30 days and we're ready to talk. It's not quite that simple.
12 people were killed by stray gunfire in Kinshasa Monday in violence surrounding the city's central prison. Police spokesman said 4 of the members of a sect and 8 others had been killed by stray bullets. Gunfire was reportedly heard in a number of Kinshasa neighborhoods early on Monday. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Hundreds